Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Beeman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Charlie Beeman. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Bob Hazel pinch runs for Al Kaline. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to third. Hazel moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Keene scores. Hazel moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hazel now playing left field. Tito Francona now playing right field. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Williams reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Martin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beeman moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beeman moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beeman scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Woodling steals second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Beeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Beeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beeman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Pilarczyk moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gardner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Beeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 2 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Foytak moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Harris reaches second base with a double. Hazel moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona is walked intentionally. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hazel tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lowe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive towards first. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foytak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foytak moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Billy Lowe's. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing right field. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. Ken Lehman now pitching. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hazel is called out on strikes. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman misplays the ball. That's an error on Castleman. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Bill Fisher now pitching. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.